The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain. I want to tell you about a service I've been using for over a year now, Aurora. I signed up and they immediately identified over 60 data brokers out there selling my information. The best part is they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. I have a link down below where you get a 14-day free trial. It's risk-free and you can cancel anytime. So it's worth taking a shot and seeing what information is out there. But it's more than just that. They have an app which includes antivirus, VPN, password management, all built into one package. You can use the app or you can use the browser to stay safe out there in the digital space. Again, I have a link down below. You can check it out for 2 weeks free. And if you don't like it, you can cancel anytime.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to make a podcast? Let me tell you about Spotify's program for podcasters, and it's called Spotify for Podcasters. I've been using it for over a year now. Couldn't be happier from the switch. You can record wherever you create podcasts, whether it be your phone, computer, and it's easy to upload it and distribute it to everywhere podcasts are heard. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Best of all, Spotify for Podcasters is completely free. So launch your podcast today. Get started with Spotify for Podcasters. Go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
From Showtime and A24.
We love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
You're listening to The Lowdown, your insider look into everything aviation, defense, and geopolitics.
Sam Lodge, stroke 8, nose 5, low.
Switch, negative contact on your...
Break right! Hey.
Hey, welcome. I'm currently sitting up in South Carolina getting ready to kick off the Guns Gear Memorial Annual Golf Tournament. Guns Gear Memorial Foundation set up there to help veterans in need, their families in need. If you are someone who wants to support veterans that might need a hand, or if you know a veteran that might need help, keep Guns Gear Memorial Foundation in mind. You might not need it today, but you might need it in the future. Before we get into it, make sure you're subscribing to the Lowdown newsletter. That's linked down below. You'll get weekly insights in defense, aviation, and geopolitics. It pairs with this segment. So make sure you subscribe to that and you get all the extra benefits. All right, let's jump into it. Our first aviation story this week, the NTSB released their preliminary report on the FedEx 757 crash, or rather, gear up landing in Chattanooga a few weeks ago. The aircraft experienced a left system hydraulic failure, which ultimately resulted in the gear not being able to extend both normally nor being able to extend it with alternate gear extension. I did love a lot of the comments throughout all the posts about this, where some just superstars recommended that the crew or highlighted the crew should have alternate gear extended. Yeah, no kidding, Sherlock. So not surprised that the crew attempted this. Remember, they were airborne for 85 minutes. And when you're operating a carrier like this, not only do you have a lot of experience sitting in the cockpit, which is not always a guarantee that you're not going to make mistakes, but you also have the ability via SATCOM to talk to maintenance, to talk to the operations center, to loop in a lot of people into this decision matrix. And these guys were not rushing, I'm assuming, because they spent about 85 minutes airborne. So kudos to the crew. Normally something like this does not necessarily lend well or can come out very, very tragic. So I think great job for the crew in handling that. Gear checklist for those who've been flying around. Every plane I've flown, if you have a gear malfunction or gear problem, the gear checklist is by far always the worst, the most complicated checklist in the entire book. So not something you want to have. And it's usually not right after takeoff. It's usually when you're coming into land, you have no gas, that your gear malfunctions. And then lo and behold, you get the most egregious checklist that you have to run there. So I think these guys did a good job from what I can tell. Jumping over to American Airlines flight 575 going from Washington Nashville to Miami, they stopped their climb on departure after experiencing unreliable airspeed. And while this might seem mundane, the crew notice it, which is awesome. Sometimes this stuff goes unnoticed or it creates confusion very quickly in the cockpit. If there's weather involved, radios might be blaring, busy day, stuff like this can go sideways real quickly. I highlighted in the newsletter, for those that subscribe, the 2009 crash for Air France 447 going from Brazil to Paris, France, resulting in the deaths of all souls on board, 228 people. They experienced icing, which clogged the pitot tubes, resulting in erroneous airspeed indications. While there are some apples and oranges in this comparison, the crew that was flying, the pilots flying at the time, because the captain was resting, misdiagnosed the problem, ultimately stalled the aircraft. They stalled from 38,000 feet roughly all the way to the ocean, impacting the ocean, fully stalled in an airplane that was, other than icing, completely flyable. And by I say completely flyable, other than icing, this airplane could have flown. And this is something, you know, operating big fat planes now, I feel like in the last 2 years of all the, every 9 months you go to the simulator for 2 days of training, airspeed unreliable is one of those things we practice. But it doesn't matter what plane you're flying, just a known pitch and power setting. If you think things are going weird, know what a pitch and power setting is for 5,000 feet, or if you operate in the 30s, what's 5,000 feet and what's 30,000 feet, and that'll get you about right. So these things happen not all too frequently, but even in modern era, they happen. The Air Force is preparing to accept its first T-7 Red Hawk trainer flight out at Edwards Air Force Base. So the T-7 is the replacement to the T-38. T-38, that's the Air Force's primary jet trainer, sending students off to fighter and bomber aircraft after they complete 6 months in the T-38. But the T-7 competed originally with the T-50 made by Lockheed. The T-71, it had to be built, and now just some of the first few, I don't know how they classify them. They're not prototypes. They're flying models now. 2 years, or actually, yeah, I guess about 18 months ago at Oshkosh, Boeing was kind enough to let me sit in their simulator and go through just some of the things that the T-7 is capable of. It's really utilizing modern technology so that we're training students to for follow.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day, and Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. On aircraft like the F-22 and the F-35. Touchscreens, able to emulate a lot of threats, it's the iPhone, right, compared to the Nokia as far as what you can do. I will say, though, I have never actually seen the T-7 nose-on until recently. It's really ugly, in my opinion. Maybe it's an unpopular opinion, but the Air Force has been flying the T-38 since 1961. So the exact same T-38s they were flying in 1961, 62. Those things are still flying. I should go find my logbook and see what the oldest T-38 I flew. They're all bent and misshapen. They've done some upgrades to the avionics and the ejection seats and the engines, but inherently it is the exact same plane that rolled off the assembly line. So the Air Force acquired 1,100 T-38s between 1961 and 1972 at the tune of roughly $756,000, or about $7.8 million in today's dollars. Out of those 1,100 T-38s, about 540 are still in the Air Force inventory. Reno Air Races, they wrapped up this year in Reno for their last race in Reno as that closes, and they're looking for the next city. They announced a short list of six cities. That's Casper, Wyoming, Buckeye, Arizona, Pueblo, Colorado, Roswell, New Mexico, Thermal, California, and Wendover, Utah, expecting to make their final decision and announcement in early 2024. Jumping over into defense, the Pentagon has disclosed footage from the last 2 years of over 180 intercepts between the Chinese and the U.S. military. And that's the Chinese intercepting the U.S. military. A lot of them are fairly aggressive, and the U.S. is getting this out there, displaying a pattern of intimidation and aggressiveness on the Chinese behalf. You might remember the Navy P-3 from back in 2000, when a Chinese fighter clipped it. It resulted in the Chinese fighter jet crashing, killing the pilot. The Navy P-3 crew had to divert into a Chinese island. They spent 10 days in captivity. I'm saying that in air quotes. They were in a hotel. It is still one of those topics that is discussed at resistance training when you go through that. So the footage is up on the website, or I have it in the newsletter. I have a link in the newsletter as well over to the Afterburn podcast, where you can see a lot of these pictures of the Chinese jets, which some of them you're seeing full plane form, meaning the jets up and rotating close in to maybe P-3s and P-8s from what it looks like from the photos coming from the crew, but aggressive posturing and aggressive maneuvering close in to planes that don't do that. The Army has dropped all charges against Colonel John Meredith. He was relieved of command last October. He was accused of sexual assault or aggressive sexual contact, something of the nature of that. But it was overturned, or rather all charges were dropped, and that was based on the discovery of text messages between his accuser and her husband. The accuser's husband worked for Colonel Meredith. He'd received an unfavorable performance report or performance report he didn't like, and so the defense discovered text messages between the accuser and her husband where they were colluding to conspire to bring these assault allegations against Colonel Meredith. All the criminal charges have been dismissed. However, he's still facing administrative action for conduct unbecoming an officer. So guessing there was probably some kind of other relationship that led to this, or presented the opportunity for this situation to evolve. But sad to see someone's career ruined. I think if even as administrative action, conduct unbecoming, when you start throwing around sexual assault, that is painting a bullseye on someone. Not only does it destroy the credibility for future people who unfortunately will experience this and damage their credibility or bring their credibility into question, but obviously it's destroyed his credibility as well. Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, he announced the U.S. military is enhancing military strength and security to protect U.S. forces and allies. There's been multiple attacks on U.S. bases in Syria and Iraq. They've move the USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group into the Central Command area. So you got a lot of naval presence, as well as they've deployed a THAAD battery and extra Patriot batteries into the region. And so he emphasizes this ongoing assessment determined a need just to enhance military, or he's enhanced military deployments to the region there. The U.S. Navy USS Kearney intercepted three missiles and several drones launched by Houthi forces in Yemen. Again, marking a significant escalation in the Middle East. It's tough to determine, or they're not able to determine where these missiles were headed, but they were heading in the direction of Israel. Jumping around the globe, our buddies Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping visited in Beijing. This is the second time that Putin has left Russia. Hey, love Russia. Last week, going to Kyrgyzstan to celebrate the former Soviet satellite states, something to that effect. But he hasn't left Russia since the International Criminal Court accused him of war crimes and issued a warrant for his arrest. This just further shows a strengthening tie between China and Russia as they become ostracized, if that's the right phrase, from the Western world, and insulated as they take aggressive actions there. But they're both speaking at the Belt and Road Forum, mentioned last week that the Taliban is joining in on that. So a lot of things are happening there. Iranian foreign minister warned of expected preemptive action against Israel due to its bombing of Gaza. So banging the war drums there. He's claiming that the conflict has claimed over 4,000 lives. And he's keeping his options open on a resistant front and preparing for a long-term war with Israel. So, a lot going on there. But that wraps up the lowdown for this week. Don't forget to check out the newsletter. You can find that over in the, or you can find it over at theafterburnpodcast.com. Just click the newsletter, or you can click that in the link down below and just give you those weekly insights into defense, aviation, and everything geopolitical. Until next time.
The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
I want to tell you about a service I've been using for over a year now, Aurora. I signed up and they immediately identified over 60 data brokers out there selling my information. The best part is they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. I have a link down below where you get a 14-day free trial. It's risk-free and you can cancel anytime. So it's worth taking a shot and seeing what information is out there. But it's more than just that. They have an app which includes antivirus, VPN, password management, all built into one package. You can use the app or you can use the browser to stay safe out there in the digital space. Again, I have a link down below. You can check it out for 2 weeks free. And if you don't like it, you can cancel anytime.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.